If you don't already have a digital version of your medical chart from your doctor, clinic, or HMO, you soon will have.
The statute that Congress passed in 2009 specified a strategic goal that every person in the United States have an electronic health record by the year 2014. I don't actually think we'll achieve that, but we're trying to aim for that.
Mark Savage isn't a doctor or healthcare administrator. He's a senior attorney for Consumers Union, the nonprofit that publishes consumer reports, where he has been studying this emerging new technology and how it will affect patients. He sees a definite upside for consumers.
They will have electronic access to that data through a portal of one design or another. That should produce some tremendous benefits. Patients should be able to see more of their data, get more involved in their health care, and download more of the information in order to answer questions within the family.
Additionally, Savage says, maintaining patient records electronically offers greater security, provided that the files are properly protected.
You don't encrypt paper files, but you can encrypt electronic files. You also have the new ability to restrict access only to those doctors that have the user code and the password that entitles them to see the particular patient's information. Whereas with a paper file, you can leave it lying around. Somebody can pick it up.
Savage adds that another advantage to electronic records is the ability to track who has been accessing them.
Electronic exchange suddenly introduces the possibility of electronic audit trails, where both doctors and their practices and the patient should be able to monitor who has accessed the data and make the assessment whether it was appropriate or not. Doctors may know that better than patients within their own system, but patients would know if they saw the name of a doctor accessing their record that hadn't been treating them.
To assess how these new electronic health record systems are living up to their potential, Consumers Union commissioned a study of five California healthcare organizations now using them. Kaiser Permanente was among them, and Savage says they rated pretty well overall, but theirs is a closed system, and that breaks down when a patient needs or receives care from outside Kaiser.
So, for example, if somebody is at Kaiser, gets out of the hospital, needs to go to a skilled nursing facility in order to regain strength from being hospitalized for 3 weeks, that skilled nursing facility is not going to be affiliated with Kaiser. So Kaiser is going to print off the hospital discharge instructions. Those instructions then go over in paper form to the skilled nursing facility.
Consumers Union has joined with a large group of other concerned healthcare and patient rights organizations to develop and publish a set of 9 principles for electronic health information exchange, which they hope will shape the development of these records systems as they're rolled out. But Savage notes these are not standards, but guidelines, so that innovation and flexibility can be maximized while enabling different systems to still be able to interact quickly and efficiently with each other. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.